Jacqui Lambie has lashed out at Clive Palmer and declared she's prepared to vote against her colleagues unless a better defence pay deal is done. The maverick Palmer United Party senator is threatening to oppose all government legislation in the Senate. She's upset that members of the military will only get a 1.5% pay rise. If the senator is true to her word, she could make it very difficult for the coalition to pass contentious pieces of legislation. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
The Palmer United Party is looking just a little bit less united. The most outspoken senator in the nation's newest political force this morning was bagging her leader on national TV.
Well, Clive Palmer, as you said a lot before, is flip-flopping and sitting on the fence.
And on national radio.
I'm just disappointed he hasn't come in harder and stronger by my side on this.
Do you care what he thinks? Earlier on this morning, you seemed to suggest that you didn't really.
You know, I do, yeah, of course, I care what Clive thinks, but if I'm not going to agree with that, then it's just tough. Clive's going to have to suck it up. It's simple as that.
She's demanding all her colleagues support her increasingly extraordinary plans to fight against the recent defence pay deal. Members of the military will get just a 1.5% pay increase over the next 3 years. Senator Lambie is demanding they get at least 3%. And until they do, she's promising to turn her back on coalition politicians at Remembrance Day and Anzac Day services. And today she declared she'd vote against all government legislation.
This is extraordinary circumstances, and I'm using this as a conscience vote. And this is out of my own conscience, and this is what needs to be done. You know, it's time to play Abbott, you know, it's time to fire with fire, and it's going to be a battle to the end over this one, and I'm not backing down.
The government needs the support of 6 of the 8 Senate crossbenchers to pass contentious pieces of legislation. If Senator Lambie abstains or votes against a bill, the coalition has less room to manoeuvre. But Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce says he's not too worried about the government's legislative agenda, and in fact appears to be relishing the prospect of a weakened Palmer United Party voting bloc.
Well, I always thought that this was a Greek tragedy which was going to come to a horrible end, but now it's the Palmer not-so-united party. Once you start telling national television that you're not happy with your leader, it's like a partner in a marriage saying, look, I don't want you don't have to take this seriously, but I'm just not really keen on my spouse anymore, but you know, don't read too much into that. Well, the fact that you said it on television means that we read an awful lot into it.
Despite her public differences, Jacqui Lambie insists she won't split from the Palmer United Party unless she's kicked out. In other political parties, there would be a serious case for dismissal, but the so-called pups have always played by their own rules. Party leader Clive Palmer wasn't available for an interview. In a statement to The World Today, a spokesman said,
"There is room for this kind of debate in the party. Senator Lambie has always voted with the Palmer United Party, and we expect that to continue."
The opposition is also fighting against the Defence Force pay deal. Labor leader Bill Shorten says he doesn't entirely agree with Senator Lambie's approach, but does share her frustration.
Well, I don't think that Clive Palmer or his senators are the main game here. The main game is Tony Abbott. This Abbott government, they are like the Pontius Pilate of politics. They're always washing their hands and say, it's not my responsibility. But we know that's not how the system works.
The Palmer United Party's unity won't be put to the test for a few weeks. Several pieces of contentious government legislation in the Senate, like university deregulation, are opposed by the party anyway, meaning Senator Lambie's vote is largely irrelevant. The PUP is also predictably unpredictable, and a lot could change before the upper house sits again.
James Glenday with that report.